Today at Story Shop, we'll be talking to Naseem Mary Jaffrey, who is going to be reading as part of the City of Literature Story Shop programme. Naseem, can you tell us a little bit about what inspires you to write, what gets you excited and picking up a pen?
I didn't start writing till I was in my late 20s, unlike a lot of other writers. I've been very disrupted by the illness ME since I was an undergraduate, and it's been difficult to have a career, so that's really what brought me to short stories. And when I started having the stories published, it was the usual story: we love the stories, but where's the novel? So slowly over the years, I managed to get my novel written and published in 2008, so I'm very, very proud of that.
But you've not stayed away from the short story form. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be reading today?
I'm going to be reading a story called Parched, which appeared in the Glasgow University online literary magazine last year. And this story, actually, I started writing 10 years ago and went back to more recently. So I think it's good that the writing's always there, even if you don't finish it at the time. Okay, this is called Parched. I introduced him to the pleasures of tea long ago. He didn't like Lapsang Souchong. He said it was like drinking boiled fish. "It makes me think of camping," I said, "the smokiness." "You've never been camping," he replied. He turns my drinking into a crime, tea bags spilling everywhere from colourful little boxes offering beauty and comfort. He once told me, "I think you're only truly happy when you're crying into a cup of tea with the cat as your only friend." I like seeing people in films drinking tea, especially if the camera zooms in on the cup and saucer. And I like when characters in novels drink tea. It makes you want to be there, part of someone else's story. It was romantic the way his affair started. He'd ventured in to buy the perfunctory cashmere sweater for my 40th birthday. She folded the garment carefully in tissue paper, and he was mesmerised by lacquered nails fingering soft grey wool. Last weekend, we stuck pink feathers in our hair like garlands, my nephew and I. "We're lizards," he said, crawling towards the table. He beckoned to me, "Be a lizard." I didn't follow him under the table, but it's tempting now, the thought of being a lizard, scaled and armoured, darting, escaping from this parchedness.
That was Naseem Mary Jaffrey, who's reading as part of the City of Literature's Story Shop programme. Come along to Story Shop at 4 p.m. every day in the Edinburgh International Book Festival Spiegeltent.